generative AI, automation. These aren't just, you know, future concepts anymore. They're really becoming the nuts and bolts of how businesses run.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're digging into today, how one specific organization, the AAA, is weaving these technologies into their, well, their actual day-to-day work.
Right. And this isn't just theoretical. We've based this deep dive on conversations with leaders right across the AAA.
Yeah, we got some great insights from folks like Eric Dill, who's the SVP and Chief People Officer, Ann Losada, AVP of People Strategy and Enablement, and Esther Patel, the AVP of People Systems and Workforce.
And also from the finance side, Kelly Weisbrod, the CFO, and Dominic Ripo, VP of Financial Planning and Strategy.
Quite a lineup.
Definitely. So our mission here is to really get past the buzzwords. We want to understand the specific, concrete ways Gen AI and automation are actually being used at the AAA.
Yeah, the how and the why, and maybe what it tells us about where they're heading, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so let's dive in. They've got some really interesting things happening in HR, right? They really do. A perfect starting point is SureAlex. That's their internal HR chatbot.
Ah.
Think of it like a digital HR assistant. Wow. Its job is basically to handle those common kind of routine questions employees always have.
The ones that pop up all the time, like how much vacation time do I have left? Or who's my HR rep? That kind of thing.
Precisely. Akero Alex gives those instant answers. And the upshot for the HR team is, well, it's a decent time saving. They estimate something like 10 to 12 hours freed up every month.
Wow. Okay. That's not insignificant. What are they doing with that extra bandwidth?
Well, that's where the strategy comes in. Esther Patel mentioned the goal wasn't just, you know, saving time. It was about building a smarter, more responsive HR.
Mm-hmm.
So AeroAlex is seen as sort of the first step, laying the foundation for maybe more complex AI stuff later on.
Makes sense.
And they're already using AI-driven metrics too, trying to understand employee needs better, spot maybe where support's lacking.
Okay.
And they're even working on a similar bot just for managers. That could be a big help too.
Yeah, you can see how that would scale the impact.
Right.
So AeroAlex handles the day-to-day stuff. But AI's role in HR there goes deeper, doesn't it, into performance management?
It does. They're using Gen AI within their performance platform, Quantum Workplace, for example, helping summarize employee self-assessments.
Interesting. What does the AI add there? Does it just shorten it?
It's a bit more than that, actually. The AI can apparently pick out key themes or patterns from those write-ups, things a person might skim over, so it helps build, you know, a fuller picture.
Okay.
And it even suggests language for giving feedback. The idea is to make those conversations more constructive, more focused.
Right.
They're also using it to keep job descriptions up to date, making sure they actually match what the roles involve now.
And speaking of development, there's this new platform coming, Quantum Workplace's growth platform.
Yeah.
And Losada is leading that charge, I understand.
That's right. And it sounds, well, pretty cutting edge. It's AI driven, focused on personalized development plans, giving coaching tips in real time, and making career paths clearer inside the AAA.
Personalized plans sound good. How does that actually work?
So this platform, it's launching Q3, I think. It guides employees through assessments to help them think about their strengths, their aspirations, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Then the AI uses that info to create these really specific growth plans. Ones that actually tie back to the AAA's business goals.
So it's not just generic improved communication skills advice. It's targeted.
Exactly. Targeted and relevant.
Yeah.
And for managers.
Yeah. What's in it for them?
They get a much clearer view of their team's development goals, what they're interested in career-wise. So they can coach better, provide, you know, more useful support.
Right.
And a key thing is this whole process is meant to be embedded in the daily workflow. So it's not like this separate extra thing you have to do. It's continuous.
It being a part of the job, not an add-on. That's smart. Now, I heard something really intriguing using Gen AI during project meetings in real time.
Yeah, that definitely caught my attention, too. It's pretty forward thinking.
How does that work? Like, is it taking notes?
It goes beyond just notes. Imagine an AI assistant listening in and maybe someone uses a voice prompt. And the AI offers creative ideas or suggests looking at a problem differently or pulls up relevant data right then and there.
Wow. Okay. So it's like an active participant almost.
Sort of a digital collaborator. Yeah. Moving beyond just recording to actually contributing.
That's a big step. And it seems like this fits into a larger vision they have, right? Something about an AI support system for every manager.
Exactly. The longer term idea is this virtual HR partner for managers.
A virtual partner.
Yeah. Something that could instantly answer manager questions, maybe suggest ways to handle common team issues, pull up the right policy documents immediately.
That would be incredibly useful.
For sure. But, and this came through clearly, the human element is still vital. AI is there to assist, not replace the, you know, the empathy and the strategic thinking that HR pros provide.
That's a crucial distinction. Eric Dill mentioned that too, seeing AI as a collaborator. He also used the term agentic AI models. Mm-hmm. Could you unpack that a bit?
Sure. Agentic AI is kind of the next level. It's AI that can do more than just respond. It can analyze complex situations, generate its own insights, maybe even take initiative based on its goals. It's more proactive.
Okay, so less reactive, more agent-like, hence the name.
Pretty much. And the vision at the AAA is for these agentic HR agents to give really personalized support directly to employees.
Like what kind of support?
Things like helping track goals, suggesting specific development actions, recommending mentors or courses.
Wow.
Even giving little well-being nudges like, hey, you haven't taken PTO in a while. Maybe think about scheduling some time off.
That's genuinely personalized support. Fascinating stuff happening in HR. Let's switch gears to finance. They're also deep into automation and analytics, aren't they?
Absolutely. A big focus for them right now is optimizing everything within a new case management system that's launching later this year. It's a foundational piece.
Okay. Upgrading the core system. Makes sense. And I understand they're also tackling foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically the euro.
Yes, that's a pretty significant project. Involves a lot of teamwork with their IT or IS department.
Why the euro specifically?
It's driven by their caseload, particularly work related to Ireland. They need more flexibility and efficiency for those international transactions.
Right. And how are they rolling that out?
It's a two-phase approach. Phase one is about enabling payments and disbursements in euros. Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Phase two is the bigger step, introducing a full euro-based fee schedule. So entire cases, billing, arbitrator pay, everything can run in euros.
Got it. And while that's happening, they're also finalizing a big banking transition, right? From Wells Fargo to Bank of America.
Correct. And the final piece of that involves some pretty neat AI from Bank of America called Intelligent Receivables.
Intelligent Receivables. What does that do?
It's all about automating check processing. The AI scans the check images, figures out which invoices they relate to, and then automatically applies those payments in their main system, NetSuite.
Ah, taking a very manual process and automating it.
Exactly. It frees up the finance team from a lot of tedious work and, you know, potential errors.
Makes sense. They're also using some specific automation tools more broadly, I gather. Automation Anywhere and Alteryx.
That's right. Two key tools in their arsenal. Automation Anywhere is what you'd call RPA, robotic process automation.
Software robots doing tasks.
Pretty much. They program these bots to handle repetitive rules-based stuff like applying certain payments, pulling standard reports, sending template emails, matching up data, that kind of thing.
Right.
They started rolling that out early in 2024, and they're adding new automated tasks each quarter.
So Automation Anywhere handles the doing of tasks. What about Alteryx? What's its role?
Alteryx is more about wrestling with data. It's really good at taking large, maybe messy data sets from different places, cleaning them up, reshaping them, getting them ready for analysis or loading into NetSuite.
So less about automating a workflow sequence, more about data transformation.
Exactly. Great for prepping complex reports or merging data before it goes into the main system. They complement each other.
Gotcha. And the latest addition to their toolkit is something called Data Rails.
Yes, that's the newest initiative. Data Rails is a financial business intelligence platform, BI, but specifically built for finance teams.
How is it different from, say, a general BI tool like Tableau?
It's tailored for financial data structures and analysis needs. And apparently, it integrates really smoothly with NetSuite, which is a big plus. They're rolling it out internally now.
Okay.
And the plan is to give access to departments outside of finance starting in May.
What will people see in Data Rails?
Customized dashboards.
Mm-hmm.
Things like budget tracking, month-end close status, revenue recognition details, deep dives into expenses, all that good stuff. But easier to access and visualize.
It really sounds like finance isn't just tweaking things around the edges. They're fundamentally changing how work gets done.
That's the impression I got. They're actively rethinking those traditional manual accounting tasks. And by automating that stuff, the team can shift their focus to, well, higher value work, more analysis, better forecasting, providing real strategic financial advice to the rest of the organization.
So less time building reports from scratch, more time analyzing what the data actually means.
Exactly. People can pull up real-time dashboards instead of spending hours in spreadsheets. That lets them dig much deeper into revenue trends or expense patterns.
And does that improve data access, help collaboration?
Definitely. Faster, more accurate financial info means better collaboration with, say, shared services or business development. Decisions can be made quicker with more confidence. It boosts agility.
Yeah, you can see how that would ripple outwards. The finance team isn't just keeping pace. They're really transforming things.
They really are. And stepping back, looking at both HR and finance, you see this consistent theme, right? It's all about empowering people with technology.
That's the key takeaway, isn't it? Whether it's LA Alex answering a quick question or a finance dashboard appearing instantly, these tools are there to amplify what people can do, not to, you know, replace them.
Precisely. Automate the routine, free up humans for the complex stuff. The strategic thinking, the collaboration, the innovation, that seems to be the philosophy.
It's clear the AAA is thinking strategically about this.
Yeah.
They're not just chasing efficiency. They seem to be actively building their own future of work.
Yeah, it's a very thoughtful approach, integrating these tools in ways that boost productivity, but also enhance the human side of work, making the workforce more effective, more empowered.
So just to quickly recap, we see the AAA using Gen AI and automation strategically in HR. Think Array Alex, the growth platform, and in finance, with tools like intelligent receivables, RPA, and specialized analytics like Data Rails. It's all driving towards efficiency and empowerment.
A really comprehensive approach, and that leads us nicely into a final thought for you, the listener.
Right. Considering how the AAA is using AI to augment what their people do, to streamline how things operate, where do you see similar potential in your own work or in your field?
What specific areas could be transformed, and maybe how could you start exploring those possibilities? Something to think about.